the Gemara in Brachos tells us that according to Gamliel, there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, Kedel Hachitz Adam in Havera. The Gemara says, Chachomim Osu Siag L'Devarim Kedel Shoye Adam Bomin Asada Be'ere V'Omer Eilech L'Beisi V'Ochel Kameya V'Eshte Kameya V'Ishin Kameya V'Akach Ekra Kriya Shema V'Spal V'Chot V'Sheino V'Nimtze Yoshin Kol Halayla. That a person could just, he'll say to himself, I'll come back from the field, I'll eat a little, I'll sleep a little, and by the time he does that, he'll have completely forgotten about Kriya Shema, he'll fall asleep and not say Kriya Shema at night. And therefore it's forbidden to do that. Now, beyond that, there's also halacha, the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Yud, there's a special Issa, that we learn from the pasuk Lo Sochlo al Adam, Lo Sochlo Kodesh Shitispalo al Dimchem, that you're not allowed to eat before davening Kriyishma. It's an Issa Lav learned from the pasuk Lo Sochlo al Adam. And the Rav said that there's a difference between these two halachas. The halach of Lo Sochlo al Adam is an Issa Achila before you eat Kriyishma, before you say Kriyishma. However, the Issa of eating before Mincha, before Avis, is not that it's an Issa Achila. It's just a chashash shem yifsha, and that through eating you'll be poshea and not say kriyashma shel Avis, and therefore that if one does eat, it doesn't affect the kriyashma. It's only, and it's not an Issa Achila, it's only a chashash that maybe you can, may at the end not say the Kriya Shema. And it's similar to what we have here in our Mishnah on Daf Testament Beis, that a person lo yeshev lefnei hasap, he shouldn't take a haircut, or he shouldn't eat before he davens mincha, because shema yivsha. And according to this, the Rav said, we understand the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes in Brachos the opinion of Rav Haigon, who says that when the Gemara says that in Hischil, for example, by our Mishnah that says that if in Hischil, if he started eating beheter, that he can continue eating, so the Haigon says that doesn't apply to the loch of eating before Shachris. And therefore, if a person started eating before Zman Kriyashma and Tefillah of Shachris, for example, he started before Omer HaShachar and came after Amid HaShachar, he has to stop. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting Rav Haigon, explains why. Because by Shachris, it's an Issa Achila from Lo Sochlo Al Adam. So even if you started Beheter, you still have to be poisik because it's an Issa Achila per se. Masha ain came before Mariv and before Mincha, which is cited in our Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Tes, that there it's just a chashash, and therefore it doesn't affect the Kriya Shema or the Tefillas Mincha per se. It's also Shema Yivsha. However, from the Rambam's mashma a little bit, I pointed out, the way the Rambam phrases it, that the halacha of Rami Gamliel's halacha that a person should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos Shema Yivsha, but that halacha, in fact, Midrabanon, is L'chatchil in this man of Kriya Shema. And therefore, if you said Kriya Shema after Chatzos, there's a chesaron in the mitzvah's Kriya Shema. And the Rambam seems to say that in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes from Kriya Shema, Ezus man Kriya Shema b'alayla mitzvosh mishash yitzias hakachovim ad chatzi halayla v'im ova v'icha v'kova ad shalo olu amad hashacha yotzi de chavoso shalo amu ad chatzos el kde lahachich adamin hapshia. So you see from the Rambam saying this is part of this man Kriya Shema. However, the when the Rambam quotes the Halacha of eating and so on before Kriya Shema, so there the Rambam says he includes it together with the Rambam includes it together with the locha of eating before and the lol yeshiv lene hasapa mishigiyas man mincha. And obviously, if a person went to get a haircut before he daven mincha, he was over on the gzeiros chachamim not to take a haircut before, because maybe he'd be posheya. But when he ultimately davens mincha, it's there's no chesaron in the mincha per se. It's not part of the kiyum kriya shma. Just he violated a gzeira, which is stipulated in our mishnah. As the Ram says. And you see, it's meduik in the Lashon Rav that pointed out that the chashash shemivatam etfila, he quotes that as in the definition of the gzeira, which is not the case by chatzos. The other Ram says ezus man tefila, that's a loch in this man tefila lechatchila, and even though b'dieved you yose afterwards, but because of the chash, that's part of this man tefila. And if you said kriyashma afterwards, the kriyashma is deficient.